Hey, let me tell you a story called China Adventure, or how traveling can help you advance in your career. Several years ago, I went to China for holidays. And after I came back, I landed the best corporate job ever. On that trip, I joined a group of people I haven't met before. They were all from my country. And we were looking for answers, inspiration, uplifting, spiritual uplifting. So we would climb thousands of steps in the middle of the night to watch the sunrise in Taoist mountains. We visited 14th century temples. We practiced Tai Chi. We traveled a lot. And one evening, we were looking for a place to eat after we were climbing, after hiking the mountains near this city called Tsingtao. It's near the Yellow Sea. They have beautiful, they have amazing beer. Beer can be beautiful, amazing, so tasty. There was one place, just one place near the sea, and yet it was closed for some celebration. There was a big crowd of people, there were fireworks, but the owners of the restaurant were kind enough to let us in and serve us a table. And then we also saw a big fire, and some guys from our group decided to do the fire walk. I was not among them. It was so spontaneous, it was so risky, it was so hot, it was amazing. And it was also amazing to observe how the strangers, once they have experienced something together with us, became more, I don't know, more open, more friendly, although none of them spoke English. And so that day is still carved in my memory. I still, treasure it. It was something special. And life simply happened to us during that trip, before we made any plans, I can't say without planning. We did have a few plans, but we were always changing them. It was so spontaneous. I felt so alive. It was fun to be here and now. And we got lost in the mountains twice. We tried amazing food, and I've already mentioned beer, right? I also lost a lot of weight, like 4 kilos, I think, because we hiked a lot. And we didn't do anything we didn't want to do. That was the overarching theme of that trip, We changed plans and went to the Yellow Sea instead of visiting Shaolin Monastery. Things like that. And I can definitely say that that trip has changed me. How? Well, I learned to be myself. I learned to listen to what I want and follow it. Be it an evening walk, staying in my room when everyone's going for a party, or trying some exotic dish that no one dares to try. And after I came back home, I realized that I needed to change a job. I wanted that change, and I knew which direction to take. China trip helped me to act, not just plan and desire. I love stories like that. I love hearing stories like that from other people. I think this is just so amazing. It inspires me endlessly to see the actions behind, not behind the dreams, but like to see the actions that actually follow the dream or the goal once it's there. And I don't want this podcast to be a place for me to pitch my services, but if you need to work with the coach and you feel that you need more confidence in life, that you need to act with more confidence in a meaningful sphere of your life, be it career or relations or anything else, drop me a line. My website is very easy to remember. It's www.lifestylist.com.ua, and you will find all the contact information there. I'm happy to offer to all new clients I met the first no-fee introductory session where we just meet
with you in a safe space of the coaching session for 20 or 30 minutes, and you will learn how I work as a coach. We will start discussing your topic, discussing your questions, and you will get your first results. This will be amazing. So, you know, just make sure you know of that opportunity. If you are listening to this podcast, it means there's something that clicked, there's something that attracted your interest, so maybe I will be the right coach for you. And please, please embark on some adventure. If you're residing in a country where traveling is limited, traveling abroad is limited, that might not be the case with traveling within your own country. You can also travel within yourself, you know. When I'm writing my texts and text for my upcoming books, I discover the worlds in my soul. I discover the worlds inside me. This is so amazing. It gives you an understanding that first, you are an amazing human being, and second, you have so much to share with others. So please embark on the adventure. Love you.